and the citizens' contract in 21 speak to diversifying the economy. Citizens' Guide to Budget 21-22, diversifying the economy. An economy that works for all, diversifying the economy. Delivering on the citizens' contract from 21, diversifying the economy. Delivering more in 24, I can remember that one very good, diversifying the economy. Mr. Speaker, and today, keeping our promises, building prosperity and securing our future, diversifying the economy. And what it is today, strong today, secure tomorrow, diversifying the economy. Where is the proof, Mr. Speaker? Where diversification took place, Mr. Speaker? None. Mr. Speaker, others will always persist in seeing things different. But Mr. Speaker, the true test is always the five senses. What are you seeing happening in your country? That's the sense of sight. What are you hearing from our people? Second sense. What pressures you are feeling from our society? Sense of touch, feel. What are you now able to taste on your tables? What are you able to eat? How far is your money going? Can you afford to buy the same level of food to eat out like how you did before? Sense of taste. When you move around in our neighborhoods, some neighborhoods are better than others. Is it a winter fresh, spring clean? What are you smelling? Sense of smell. Mr. Speaker, all five of our senses has proven that the last six budgets have not been working for our people. Mr. Speaker, would you believe that professional and consultancy services in this budget amounts to some $25 million, Mr. Speaker? Professional and consultancy services in this year's budget, 26-27, accounts to some $25 million. Is it that the government, the cabinet is afraid to make a decision? The people hire us to make decisions. Why do we have to consult on everything? I know consultancy is needed, you need to check people. But at the sum of $25 million, Mr. Speaker, professional and consultancy, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, it's so easy to do research now, Mr. Speaker. So easy for offices and government to do these things, Mr. Speaker. So easy for people in the Turks and Caicos Islands to do these things, Mr. Speaker. And Mr. Speaker, I must say, in digging deep into the professional and consultancy numbers, you say, well, it's for airline also, in addition to the fees paid to whoever the possible vendor, it is airline tickets, hotel costs, transportation costs. So you have to ask, so this professional and consultancy isn't local? This is external professional and consultancy. That's why the numbers are so high. $25 million. And we have to ask, people in Turks and Caicos Islands can consult? People in Turks and Caicos Islands are professionals? Why does this have to be so high, Mr. Speaker? And Mr. Speaker, I can give you an example. I don't know which party it was. I don't care who was in power at the time. When they were rebuilding the seawalls in front of here, they brought in these fancy professionals and consultants, paid them hundreds of thousands of dollars to consult on the design of the seawall. Now, the old design, for those growing up in Grand Turk, you know, it had a nice little curve. You could have walked under it. But these highly paid professionals and consultants came to the island of Grand Turk and said, no, we will do away with the curve. We're going to put on a straight ledger and just a little lip. And Mr. Speaker, what you think happened? Why do you think all the buildings on here get so destroyed and so run down, Mr. Speaker? The sea hit and the sea splash over. We see when the northwesterly winds come, how it is too. You cannot pass Front Street. All the seaweeds, all the wood inside the road, Mr. Speaker, all from professional and consultancy, thinking that our local knowledge is not superior to the external knowledge. You see, those the local knowledge knew that when the wave hit, if you get a curve, the energy will come and go back out. The wave will come and go back out. But these highly paid consultants, no, we got to do it different. These people in Turks and Caicos Islands didn't know nothing but design that time. They don't know anything. We're going to build a big solid wall. And we are suffering for it today, Mr. Speaker. Speaker, we have to ask ourselves and ask the ministry, what is the baseline for work permit volumes? And what are the expected annual targets? Do other ministries come and say, well, we have this amount of construction going on, so you should see work permit targets at this? How does it work? We would need more information on that. Mr. Speaker, I make jokes of it, but gender affairs consists of all women, Mr. Speaker. And it's gender affairs. And I ask them, how can women deal with man issues? No matter what. Imagine if you're a lady and you want to talk about domestic abuse and you come and you see a man. Mr. Speaker, are you going to feel comfortable? Yes, we know some departments have more man than woman, but when your name is gender affairs, Mr. Speaker, by the name itself, gender affairs, you have to see gender equality at least in gender affairs. And we don't see that in gender affairs. How are you truly dealing with the issues of men and young boys if you don't have a male who can fully understand that? Mr. Speaker, I don't care how much literature I read, I will never understand fully what it means to be a woman. How a woman would feel being verbally abused by their loved one, their husband. Mr. Speaker, I can never understand that. Oh, you say that and you cry for that? Why are you crying for that? I don't understand, Mr. Speaker. Likewise, a woman will never understand what it is to be a man. Mr. Speaker, we cannot have gender affairs being dominated by all women. Mr. Speaker, and I have nothing against the people who work there, but gender affairs cannot be dominated by all women. You need other persons inside of that ministry, males, to deal with male issues. And the females can help, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I really want to know affordable housing program. What are the timelines for delivering the affordable housing? We see in the budget figures, we hear talks about 600 homes. We heard on the campaign trail about 3,000 homes. I'm wondering which one is correct. What we see in the numbers or what we heard in the campaign trail? You know, we heard you talk about more in the campaign trail, Honorable Premier. And I was happy. I was like, 3,000 homes? Wow, my daughter, Imani, can have her home. She's a Turks and Caicos Islander. Imani can probably get something in this. But then I see 600 inside the actual figures. And 1 year gone. So delivery on homes, Honorable Premier. If we truly want to be strong today and secure tomorrow, we have to do some adjustments. Mr. Speaker, I don't see, from where I stand and from going through the numbers, I don't see how this budget is truly making us strong today, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I want to be strong. Mr. Speaker, I don't want to say, let's wait until the PDM is elected for it to be strong. I want our country to be strong from today, Mr. Speaker. I want tomorrow to be secure. So sometimes I be harsh, sometimes I say things harshly, but I want the best for our people, Mr. Speaker. And I will always say inside of here, whatever is good for the people, I'll be the first to support it. No matter how much criticism I get on the outside, oh, you're always supporting the Premier. I was like, the Premier and I, we would disagree on 98 things. And the two things we agree on, you're saying we always support it, Mr. Speaker? Mr. Speaker, I have to say that some people in our country profit off of disunity, Mr. Speaker. They love when we are inside here at each other's throats. They love when we hate each other. They hate to see that we can debate things and not hate each other, Mr. Speaker. They hate to see that we can debate hard. We can go at it hard. We can compete hard for the betterment of our people, but not dislike each other, not hold malice in our heart for each other. Mr. Speaker, a lot of people don't like that.
Mr. Speaker. A lot of people want us to be at each other's throat, Mr. Speaker. But happily, that is not me, Mr. Speaker. That is not who I am. I'm going to debate hard. I'm going to disagree where I have to disagree. Mr. Speaker, as I'm doing today, I don't think this budget is moving us forward. I don't think this budget is moving the needle. Too many cuts, Mr. Speaker. Too many cuts in this budget. Too many underfunded projects. Too many missed programs, underfunded programs, Mr. Speaker, in this budget, Mr. Speaker.